For the region's water suppliers, it came as a surprise.
We just heard about it yesterday, probably about the same time everybody else did, whenever we saw it in the Star News.
Tyler Witkowski is with H2Go, which provides water to about 25,000 people in Brunswick County.
We were a little shocked, but also at the same time, we weren't really shocked. You know, the Cape Fear River has always been vulnerable to these kind of contaminants.
Witkowski says customers have been calling all day asking if they can drink the water. His response?
We're not saying that the water's not safe to drink, but we're also not saying that it is safe. We're kind of waiting for the word to come down from state and federal regulators to let us know.
Brunswick County's Department of Environmental Health didn't know about Gen X either until they were told by WHQR this morning. They are now looking into it as well. The Gen X compound is not regulated, so there are no standards for it, and it doesn't get tested for in water supplies. Brunswick County's water department was also caught off guard.
I was not personally aware of it.
John Nichols is the director of Brunswick County Public Utilities. He says there is not much data available on Gen X.
Research is needed to determine if there actually is an issue with this particular constituent. It needs to be determined what level is a concern, if it is a concern.
Nichols wants everyone to know that he is drinking the water. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.